WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing people. Avery Hot here, your guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little extra stoic steel in your soul. And let's be real, haven't we all had those moments where the world feels like it's spinning faster than a caffeinated hamster on a wheel? Stress levels soaring, emotions running high, and we're just trying to keep our heads above water. Well, today's episode is all about finding that inner oasis of calm amidst the chaos. We're diving deep into the power of self-reflection through journaling. Think of it like a mental gym workout for your brain, strengthening those emotional muscles and building resilience against life's inevitable curveballs. Ever feel like you're just reacting to situations instead of truly responding? Journaling can help you shift from autopilot to intentional living. It's like having a personal therapist in your pocket, whispering wisdom and guidance whenever you need it. So, what are we getting out of this journaling journey? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. First up, clarity. Think of journaling as a mental decluttering session. When those thoughts are swirling around like a hurricane in your head, putting them down on paper or in a digital notepad, whatever floats your boat, gives you a chance to untangle the mess and see things with fresh eyes. It's like stepping back from the chaos and saying, okay, what's actually going on here? Second, emotional intelligence. Journaling allows you to explore your feelings without judgment. You can vent, celebrate, analyze. It's your safe space for emotional exploration. Remember that time you got irrationally angry over a spilled coffee? By journaling about it, you can understand the triggers, identify unhealthy patterns, and learn how to navigate those situations with more grace next time. Third, self-discovery. Ever feel like there's this part of you haven't quite figured out yet? Journaling is like unlocking that hidden door, leading you to deeper self-awareness. You might discover unexpected passions, values, or even fears that you were avoiding facing head-on. It's a journey of continuous learning and growth about yourself and the world around you. Fourth, stress management. We all know stress is a part of life, but journaling can be your secret weapon against it. By writing down your worries and anxieties, you're giving them space outside of your head, lessening their grip on your emotional well-being. It's like releasing those mental balloons that were weighing you down. And finally, gratitude. Life is full of little joys, a warm cup of coffee, a good laugh with a friend, the sound of rain falling. Journaling can help you cultivate a sense of appreciation for these everyday blessings. By focusing on the positive aspects of your life, you are training your brain to see the world through a more optimistic lens. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've had a tough day, deadline missed, an argument with a loved one, the traffic jam that felt like an eternity. You come home, feeling drained and overwhelmed. But instead of scrolling mindlessly through social media or watching another episode of your favorite show, you sit down with your journal and write. You let it all out, the frustrations, the anxieties, even the tears if they want to flow. You explore those difficult emotions without judgment, acknowledging their presence but refusing to let them define you. And as you write, something amazing happens. The weight on your chest starts to lift. You feel a sense of clarity and calm wash over you. Journaling isn't just about processing negativity, it's also about celebrating the good stuff. Write down those moments that made you smile, those acts of kindness you witnessed, those achievements you're proud of. It's like building a mental scrapbook of all the beautiful things in your life, reminding yourself that there's so much to be grateful for even on the toughest days. D. It's not about being a perfect writer or having fancy penmanship. It's about making time for yourself as sacred space where you can connect with your inner world and emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient. So grab a notebook, open up that digital app, and let the words flow. Your future self will thank you for it. And remember, we're all in this together. Share your journaling experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicCalmJournaling. Let's build a community of mindful warriors, one journal entry at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.